holy rabbi is saying,
כל ההשפעות,
all of the influence,
כל הדברים,
and all of the things are coming only from the real righteous man. So this is why when you're close to the real righteous man, you can receive very easily all of his needs, wealth, boys. But when he's far from the righteous man, so those things are coming with huge difficulty. Because everyone is receiving wealth or boys according to his luck. And the luck is receiving the influence bounty from the righteous man. Because from there, from the righteous man, all of the bounty is coming. And the one that is far from the righteous man, so the luck have to make a lot of effort to bring the bounty from the righteous man, because he is very far. This is why we can see a lot of different situations in those things. This is why Rabbeinu in Likutei Moharan is explaining actually receiving everything from the righteous man. And he's saying over there, every breath, ira and love, you receive from the righteous man. Faith, you receive from the righteous man. This is why, by that we can explain what happened to Hagar and Ishmael when they left Abraham. It's written that he went back to the worshipping idols of my father. And it's happening a lot of times to students that leave the yeshiva, and you see them falling totally. Stop praying, stop making his bodedut. Because a man, he doesn't understand, realize that he's receiving from the righteous man. When Eliyahu Hanavi Zachor L'Tov, when he went away from this world, there were a lot of prophets when he was here in this world, but when he went up to heaven, they lost the power of prophets because they couldn't understand that they were receiving it from Eliyahu Hanavi. And when they met Elisha, the prophet, they told him, do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take your master today? So it's written, your master, and not our master. They didn't know that he was their master also. That all of the power depends in him. They received it from the righteous man. So he went up to, when he went up to heaven, all disappeared, everything. This is why we need to see how to bring all of the people closer to the righteous man. Our rabbi, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, he can explain to us. He didn't left us no places to mistake. He said, and his students, Rabbi Nathan, and he is the main one that continued the wisdom of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu, he is the righteous man of the generation until Mashiach is going to come. His wisdom, his life, we need to distribute. We're asking the permission from our rabbi, the supervisor. This is why we need to see how to bring that light to the wide world. The one that gives wisdom to the man. When I was flying toward Los Angeles, 15 hours flight. You can understand what it means, 15 hours flight. I don't know how many tens of hours I fly this year. Six, five, one, ten. We were flying. We made. We come to be pilots. Pilots course we made. So for sure that Hashem gave me that marriage to pray on all of that trip, to ask from Hashem to help us in that trip, to honor Him, Hashem, and Hashem illuminated in my heart, and I realized what that I couldn't understand in a perfect way until that journey, that trip.
Am Israel,
thousands of years, they're saying, this is why we're hoping for you, Hashem. We're hoping for you to see your glory of your crownship, your kingship. And all of the idols are going to surrender, going to be uprooted. And all of people gonna call your name. Thousands of years, Am Israel are praying on Jerusalem. They're gonna rebuild. Your slave gonna grow, and the light of David HaMelech, that it's the word of prayers, and his bodedut. This is his light. It's gonna be revealed. The Rabbi Nachman Breslov said, all of my issue is only prayer. That light that Am Yisrael for thousands of years, Am Yisrael are praying that it's going to grow. That plant is going to grow of the video slave. And in the first blessing, we're asking thousands of years. People don't know how to intend to have the right intentions, but the right intention is to ask from the Creator. We're asking that you, Hashem, you're buying everything, and you remember the kindness of the fathers. You're giving good, kind things. What are those good kindness that is buying everything? That is buying all of the mitzvot that Am Yisrael are doing. Even the smallest will that people have, the Zohar is saying there is no good will that's going lost. Hashem is buying everything. He's gathering and gathering. And he remembers the kindness of the Father. It's not only Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's the holy mothers, the holy tribes, Am Israel that were suffering in Egypt, and all of the righteous people that died on Kiddush Hashem, all thousands of years died on Kiddush Hashem, and righteous people that accepted suffering on themselves. All of the lives for Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers all of it. And He remembers all of the mitzvot, all of the mitzvot, and also the kindness of the fathers, means all of the merit of all of the forefathers. And for that, He's remembering all of that, and He's bringing the Savior, the Goel, the one that's going to save us, by that, through that, with that. This is why everyone that's just going to put a certain effort to go, to stay, to distribute, give classes, it's going to happen very easily for him. Why? Because you think that because of the merit of my actions, it's nonsense. You think, who am I? Zero like I am. All of the prayers of thousands of years, Hashem wants to save Am Yisrael. He wants to save. He wants to save the world. He wants to illuminate the world. So today, everyone is just going to put a small effort, just going to walk. All of those prayers and merits are standing for you. It's not your powers to go to bring Am Yisrael. It's the powers of thousands of years of yearning, crying, tears, holocausts. righteous people like our Rabbi Rabbi Nachman Breslov that suffered for years for all of his followers, my Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, that all of his life he was suffering horrible suffering, just for who? For all of Am Yisrael he was suffering. I'm just mentioning those righteous people, but for sure more and more righteous people, all of that is standing. Just go, you will want to bring people closer to Kedusha, you're going to make it. Who are you that you're going to bring people closer to Kedusha? Who are you to teach, to give classes? But it's not coming because of your power. It's by the power of thousands of years. This is what Hashem illuminated in my heart. And another thing that I realized,
that
by nature, he cannot, who could not bring the salvation. He can do whatever, of course that he could. He will bring Mashiach, cancel the Yetzirah, cancel the free choice, and bring the salvation. But to bring the salvation through nature, without canceling the free choice, he couldn't do that. Let's explain how our Rabbi, Rabbi Nachman Breslov, the light of the world, he could bring the salvation in his generation. Only if Mashiach going to come. But without Mashiach, he could not. To come to Eretz Israel, it took him 1 year. Am Israel spread in all of the wide world. How can he go? He needs 5,000 years to come. Every year it takes 1 year until you're going to meet the people over there. Think about it. By nature, you can bring salvation, you cannot. To cancel the free choice, of course you can. To bring Mashiach, you can. But to cancel the free choice, and then you can bring the salvation. But by the nature, how can you bring the salvation? How? What he could do? How he could bring the salvation? Through nature. How? What he gonna do?
Ariza,
Holy Ariza, the Ben Ishai, all of the unrighteous people, that they saw everything. How could they bring their wisdom to all of the world? Tell me, someone can come and say, they could not. Through nature, you couldn't bring the salvation. But today, even though it looks like that the world is going in a horrible test with all of the technology, but Rabbi Nachman Breslov told us, it's all for the benefit of all Israel. It's all for the salvation. Today, very easy, you can come to all of the world. You don't need to drive, to go. The fact that we went, alright, it pushed a little bit more. But even without going, every place, Rav Boydin is going to leave, he was. People told me, save my life. I told Rav Boydin, don't need to translate. I already know, save my life means you save my life. I know, everyone is saying the same sentence. Everyone, I'm doing 1 hour, I'm doing 6 hours, once a week, 6 hours. People, I don't know them, I never saw them in my life. Why? Because now today, very easily, with the city, with internet, in all the wide world, there was a class only for non-Jews in Mexico City. Jonathan is going to leave, he gave that class only to non-Jews. Why? In the classes, Goyim came to our classes. In every class that we came, except of the Jews, also non-Jews came to the classes and asked for blessings. Came to ask for blessings. This is what Hashem wants us, to fix all of the world in the kingship of Shaddai. Do you think it's by my power? People don't understand why I'm not. Why I'm. It's not belong to me at all. Nothing belongs to me. I don't have no connection to that. No connection to that at all. It's just Hashem wanted it, that through that body, through that soul, those words are going to come out. Prayers of thousands of years. Hopes and prayers and cries of thousands of years, sufferings of thousands of years. So whatever he's going to be, everyone, the lowest one can go and do that. Just you need to want to distribute. to want to distribute, to go out, to go out. Another thing, listen to me. If your people are good merchants, you love to make good business, now we're going to make a good business, a good deal. Everyone that will want to make a good deal, you should know, because you're so sweet, so you deserve to make good deals, not regular deals. By the way, every merchant, ask a merchant, if he invests 1,000 shekels, you're going to receive 1,000 shekels, it's 100,000 shekels, it's a huge success, 100% more. Everyone gaining 15%, 30%, 40%, the one that gains, it's huge. 50%, 100%. It's like that you gain, the success illuminated to him. Let's say a person is going to invest 1,000 and the reward will never going to finish. It's not 100%. Never ends. More gain and more gain. More. There is a gain like that.
This is
a gain that never finishes. It's only in distribution. Only in distribution. Like that it's written in Chovat al-Vavot. He's writing, even prophets, they cannot reach to the level of the men that go and work on bringing people inside to the
spirit.
And we saw it in that trip. All the time we see it, but in that trip, we saw 2 weeks only bringing people, only classes. So you see what results. One man from Miami, he distributed thousands of books. He changed everything over there. He made a revolution. Can you count his merits? You cannot. You cannot. You're going to finish his marriage? We're never going to finish because families and also they distribute things. It will never going to finish. As long as this world working, his merits will never going to finish. This is why everyone that wants really to grow, enlarge his merits, go distribute. Go, don't be fooled. Rabbeinu is saying a person cannot complete his wisdom just only if he's going to bring people closer to the Kosha. Rabbeinu said, why you're dry woods? Why you're dry? Why are not going to make souls? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to testify on me. Testify on me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I never thought about marriage. Not on this world, not on the world to come. And also today, I don't have no connection about it at all. All of my heart is just how to illuminate the light of Hashem in the world in the simplest, the most simple way that it can be. To complete his wisdom, you cannot do that unless if you're working to bring people forward to the Kedusha, just only by that. To go out, don't be lazy. Today, you enlarge your marriage. Go out. Also today, I made insurance for you. If you went out and you haven't gained enough, we are covering for your loss for a minimum salary for 40 shekels an hour. You don't have panasa enough. Go for 5 hours a day. You're going to have a minimum of panasa. You're going to have a pretty good salary for going. With the support of the yeshiva also. Why do they need to tell me that you don't have money? Go out. What am I doing? I'm also going out. I'm also working. My life are always backward. Always. I was also would be very happy to sleep early and to wake up early and to serve Hashem and to not to move from the book. I would be very happy for that today. But we're in time of war. Am Yisrael are suffering horrible suffering, horrible troubles, suffering, horrible. What can fix it? Only two things. distribution, but also today to bring back 1 hour for the Duton Am Yisrael, that everyone that is free to pray minimum 1 hour a week on Am Yisrael, to beg to Bore Olam and to ask him, please Ribono Shel Olam, instead of suffering, instead of bombing, instead of divorce, instead of troubles and sicknesses, give them books and cities. Today you can achieve that goal very easily, no suffering. What's your purpose? That they're going to do tshuva instead of suffering. Give them CDs and books in the all wide world, that we're going to have translators in all the languages, that all of the nations, all of the non-Jews, done it. Like that we see the thousands of non-Jews are doing 1 hour in what they do today. Thousands, we can see it with our eyes. Thousands of non-Jews are doing 1 hour in what they do, and they are believers. They believe in Hashem. Don't say that it's a theory, maybe imagination. It's actually reality that non-Jews can believe in Hashem. They're reading, they're throwing their books and taking on themselves to read our books, and they're doing it. We can be the light to the nation. It's actually reality. Go out to the world, and also go to the world. Go out. Go minimum once a day, a few hours. Minimum. A little bit of a shiur. What do you think to yourself?
Briti
Shalom, that book. I saw an avrech yesterday. He doesn't learn yeshiva. He told me, I started. He told his wife, the halacha is saying that a man has to honor his rabbi before of his father, because his father brought him to this world, and the rabbi brings him to the world to come, and Rav Shalom is bringing us also to this world. Now we started to live, especially with this book. I started to live in heaven in this world. The hell of this world is that rest. I started to feel heaven in this world. It brought us also to this world, our rabbi, not only to the world to come. The father brought only the flesh. Flesh that walks on two. Rabbi brings you to this world that you're going to start tasting. Go out to Am Yisrael. Distribute in Mitzvot. Don't say you don't have money. Do 6 hours and you have insurance. Go do distribution. If you gain. If you haven't gained, I'm paying the minimum for you. 40 shekels an hour. Don't complain. Also, it's not going to be easy for me, but Hashem is going to help me, that I'm going to bring that money. For sure that Hashem is going to help me. Don't think that I have that money. Just I know that Hashem is going to help me. Go out. I want to give to the Avrechim, but go out. You went out, you couldn't bring by yourself. I'm going to cover it for you, don't worry. Go to Am Yisrael, go out, pray minimum. Once a week, minimum. Pray that you're going to have the merit. Really? Beg to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, please, those such amazing books and cities, such an amazing light you brought down to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can testify me. I don't feel no connection to all of that. I know that it's not belonging to me. It's the hope of Am Yisrael, and all of the prayers of Am Yisrael for thousands of years. This is how Hashem wanted, that it's going to come through. All right. But Hashem can do whatever he wants. It's not belong to no one. It's prayers of all of Am Yisrael, from the hoping, from sorrow of all of Am Yisrael, cries of all of Am Yisrael. Someone's going to say, it's mine. Where you got it? Can you create something like that? It's not a revolution because of that, it's us. It's a revolution of all general of Am Yisrael that were praying on that. It not belongs to us at all. We have the merit that is going through us. We're just a pipe. It all belongs to Am Yisrael. Don't be confused at all. It's all of hopes of prayers of Am Yisrael for thousands of years. It not belong to no one. So many prayers and crying. Go out to Am Yisrael. You have insurance. What else do you want? Hashem, Avrechim, it's hard for them. Right, I understand. But what should you do? For you it's hard. For me it's also hard. Sometimes people are saying, I'm also old, I'm also tired. And look at me. I'm older than you, right? What I'm going to answer to him that I'm older than him? What I'm going to tell him? That I'm working harder than him? What I'm going to tell him? You coming back at 8, at 9 at night, but me, I'm not. And all day long, I'm dragged. You're not under the same pressure that I am. What do you want? Your problems, the economic problems? Go out. What do you want? Go to Am Yisrael. Go to Am Yisrael. What do you want? Go out. Go in the street. Go in the market. Go to Shtiblachim. Go to hospitals. Go to houses. Go out. What do you care? You went out a few hours. You brought. You haven't brought. You have insurance. You have the minimum, that it's not minimum so much. It's not such a minimum. It's pretty honorable. Go out, pray. And we see that we're in a situation. It cancels judgments. People are saying, you don't hear news, you don't know what is danger. I'm telling them, as long as we're distributing the light, only good is going to happen to Am Yisrael. Nothing going to do. Nothing going to change. If people are going to stop distribution, for sure. We need to be very afraid. Hashem is going to save us all, what can be. But as long as we're distributing the light, it's canceling all of the decrees, all of the judgments. Hashem Yitbarach is making only shows to fear people. The people are going to be afraid, and they're going to have a reason to accept the books. If they will not going to be afraid, they won't have a reason to accept the books. Everyone is going to be so arrogant. So making them problems, divorce, only that they're going to receive the books. He's just making those tricks, frightening them. Am Yisrael won't have nothing bad, only good. As long as we're distributing the light, only good is going to be for Am Yisrael. The world, every second, better and shiner and shiner, only because of another book, because another book being given, another city, someone heard the book. The world is going to be prettier and prettier only because that as long as the reason distributes the light is going to penetrate into the world, the light of distribution. People doing another hour, another 6 hours. I heard my wife talk to someone, and she's saying to my wife, I'm just saying thank you, Hashem, all day long. And she's got a lot of troubles, and she's just saying thank you, Hashem. Where could you hear words like that ever before? Only thank you, I'm saying all day long, which suffering she's got, and for sure now she's getting stronger, she's going to have salvation, she's going to cancel all judgments. Obvious. Just go out. Few things that I saw in Mexico that we were, something that I think maybe to move everyone to live in Mexico. Maybe we're going to tell everyone to go. Over there, there is no one in their community that married a goy or a goya. No one. And also, they're not accepting converts. Why? Because of that fear, doubt, that maybe not someone that says, no, she did convert, she haven't convert. So if you want to get married, convert, so you should go out from the community. What's going on? What they're doing? They have such a horrible fear from married non-Jews that they're guarding themselves so much. So much that Yonatan, my student that's going to leave, he had a class for the non-Jews over there. I had to go to Miami, so he gave the class to the non-Jews. He said, if the rabbis, they told him, if the rabbis from the Jewish community are going to go to walk with him to support him, they're going to be cut out from the community. I saw that there are communities that are watching themselves so much. I heard that in South Africa, South America, there are a few communities that watching on themselves very strong from that fear. Like we had that marriage in old communities in Morocco, there was no reality like that. The people would marry non-Jews. People are afraid of that. This is the source of all of damage, that people are getting married, non-Jews. After it, In all of that trip with Am Yisrael wants to hear, wants to get closer to Holy Rabbi Rabbeinu Kadosh. They want it, they want it, it's a fact. They want. It's not that you can say that someone forced them. In every place they came, thousands of them. It's a merit of the general prayers of Am Yisrael. It not belongs to us. It's not connected to us. Just it's passing through us. All of the prayers of Am Yisrael for generations go out. You have the prayers of Am Yisrael that were praying all of the years. You have that sorrow that is supporting you. Go out, go out. Don't stay. One day you're not allowed to sit. You're not allowed to. It's forbidden. What are you going to answer in heaven? Tell me, what are you going to answer? Explain to me what you're going to say. When Mashiach is going to come, what are you going to answer? Why you weren't going out to distribute? Why? Everyone should go out. You cannot go to this place. Go to Shtiblach, stand a few hours with books, with CDs. What's the problem? Someone gonna beat you? No one's gonna hit you. Also, people are not gonna buy. Maximum, they will not gonna buy. And you're gonna receive your money from the yeshiva. You're gonna help people. You're gonna help people. You're gonna give advice. Your wisdom gonna grow. Go to hospitals. Go to places. To places that are gatherings of people. Go every day. 5 hours, 6 hours. God is real. You want to have also panasa? You want to have money without doing nothing? Hashem Yitbarach made that. We don't have to go. If we would have money, we wouldn't go. I know that it's not included me, Baruch Hashem, but we're ready to give money that people are going to make hafatsa. We're not looking for money. Rabbeinu is writing such amazing words that a man can complete his wisdom by talking to people. It's good to have boys through that. You can receive salvation. Rabbeinu is writing like Abraham and Sarah, they were throwing themselves, they were suffering. Go out to bring people from long distance to complete their wisdom. So really, I'm saying to you, really, on that issue, so I wanted today to dedicate that class to that issue, because really, there are guys that they have cars, vehicles, and there are ones that don't have, and we need to see how to match. The ones that have vehicles are going to take for them. They're going to pay, they're going to give the master money, pay on driving the car, going to help on the fuel. And this is how we're going to manage. Everyone that has a car and he wants to take other people with him, he's got the merit of taking those people with him. Don't go alone, take few people with you. Also, there are a few people that would love to come. People looking for panasa. Take 5 hours, 4 hours a day. Go out. Take people. Help them. Take the ones that don't know how to go out. Teach them. I would like to dedicate our shul only for that. For that issue. How to do that? If everyone doesn't go out, a man can do, take his car once, twice, three times a week. Take with you people that are weaker than you. There is one that is in charge on that. He is in charge on vehicles. Everyone that wants to go to the Afatza should go to Guy Zinger and to talk to him. He's going to help him with cars, vehicles to match between people that have cars. Oh, I'm so happy. Zinger that going to leave. He's going to be in charge. How you say that? Ktsin Rechem. Ktsin Rechem.
Kabas,
like a job in the army, איך אומרים? קצין מבצעים.
וכל מי שעשה יכול להיות...
קצין אופיסר of... If someone wants to rent his car to five people that goes to make a fatzah, if there is insurance for other drivers, you can give your car, they can pay for you. Join the army, join the forces. We need your car also to the forces. Once, twice a week, we need your car. We need to put an effort to bring people fix this world. Believe me, if people would just take that issue of praying, hit Bodhidut, and distributing it in action, Hashem wants. Just need to go out. Just to go out. And to talk to people. Read the book, see it's going to change your life. You're going to see the difference. Your life is going to change. Listen to me. It's changed my life. It's going to change yours. Give it. Push. Smile. Moshe Tzafati is asking permission to talk. Sweet Moshe. Moshe is making distribution in the Kotel Amal. This week we went. We went to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Guys were making a fatzah over there. I told the people, don't put books on the table. Take the books on your hands. And go. 10 people. We had one woman took a book. A woman took books and she took three books. I was talking to her, hold the book Garden of Faith on your hand. This is the most important book. People see that book Garden of Faith is the most. People are saying to you, I saw it, I read it, or something on that book. He opened the gate for you for selling other books. This is the most famous book. So people see that book, people are saying, it changed my life, it saved my life. It's the truth. It changed a lot of people's life. And that book, put it always in front. Show it to people. And then you're going to talk and talk. And I'm telling you, a situation that happened to me in the court 6 months ago, I gave the book to someone, a girl, a woman, so sweet, came to her to her. She read that book. She came after a while, she read the book. After 1 month, she came with 20 women. All of them are doing it. Coming down in the stairs, and they're all students of hell doing it for the Lord. Told me, oh, Harab, Harab, which Rab? I'm a Rab, I'm just wearing a suit. Now listen carefully. Seriously. Allah gave us that wonderful wisdom and we have a lot of experience in life. There are a lot of guys that learned a lot of stories. There is someone that is writing the stories on Hafatzah. Everyone that knows the story, the miracles that happened, story of four lines and a story of four pages. Write it down. Write your details and give hand it to me. We're asking people.
I'm
saying again and again, stories that happened with distribution, miracles that people saw by the power of it was because of it said, thanks, on these issues that you are, please, I'm asking, begging each and everyone, look to your left, look to your right, in front, behind, try to remember, and bring all of those stories. There is someone that is writing it, and hopefully we're going to be able to publish it. There are guys that can
You are the story
that you came to the yeshiva.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Rav Broide is saying seven priests. One important thing. There is a course on.
מות לדעת חשיבות של זה, קודם כל,
כל כל אל הוראה, תותיש לי פה אבי,
יש הבית שלו,
מדריכי חתנים,
עם מושתת כמו שאומרים, ושם תארה,
שומר,
explain to new groom
you had done there.
Where is Rav Elchanan? Sign yourself to that course. Very important. How many times a week? Once a week. It's not hard. Once a week. Everyone. Everyone that haven't had that course should go to that course. That issue of 1 hour is for the Dut on Am Yisrael. Today we will go and do this. 1 hour is for the Dut on Am Yisrael. Cancel judgments very much. A very important thing. Also, we have Avrechim here.
Their
economic, financial situation is very, very, very hard. We need help
in
ways to support them. Here, I'm donating 200 shekels first. If someone can donate, we have an avrech that is a very horrible situation. No money. Please donate. So donate, please. Everyone that can, give masrot, cash. To... Maybe now, not everyone knows that the student that learns until 5:30, he is receiving also on 2 hours of distribution. He's receiving 80 shekels on 2 hours. Not less than 2 hours, but not the other obligation for ones that learn less than 5. They have to distribute minimum 3 hours a day to receive the money support from the yeshiva. But once that are learned at 5:30, they're learning, they can learn, make up a tzaddik for 2 hours. Another thing, the ones that are learning in kollel midnight, they also could receive on 2 hours and not on 3. 2 hours instead of 3 hours daily.
If you
learn until 5:30 or in kollel chatzot, midnight
kollel.
Also in hospitals,
also
need to sell, not to put your box, your books on the table and to walk for 2 hours or to pray for 2 hours, then to say I couldn't make it. You need to try to push those books to hands of people to convince. In the beginning, he's saying, first of all, when you're going to door, to houses, knocking on doors, he says, first rule, you have to enter into the house. You enter into the house, you sit in his living room, telling him, here my brother, feel home, you're opening the book. People even doesn't feel so comfortable to reject. Bless the house. People are saying, bless the house. Oh, I'm blessing the house. Misha Berach, our house says, you're going to bless your house.
I'm going to take it back. It's not going to go. Oh my God, I'm going to take it back.
That they're giving you food also to me. So Allah Shabbat says, not only for you, you can take for your family also. So open your bag.
This
is an avrech that is going out for all, more than 30 years. for Hafaza. I'm going to tell you a few words. Actually, Rav Shalom, he knows 24, 25 years ago that he started to learn in Yeshiva. Every class of Rav that Rav Berland was talking, that he was pushing each and every one of us to have like a ball of fire inside of us that canceled us to understand 3-4 hours flaming fire of Rav Berland to talk only about Hafatzah. I'm going to tell you a little bit on what we were doing 25 years ago. We were learning, coming to Nesahama, wherefore, from Hafatzah. To the net we were coming from Hafatzah. We were learning in Shubhubani. After the net, we were fainting on the benches, learning until 2 afternoon, learning until 2, coming to the house, 4 going to the way in the Netzach Hama to pray net. For years, Harav gave us there are things, powers that you cannot talk about them, what that he's done to us. So it's written in the Gemara, in the Masechet Avodah Zarah, page 17, story about Ben Parta and Rabbi Chananya Ben Teranon. It's written, Oy, Rabbi Chananya Ben Parta, just told him, you've been caught. You've been you're going to be saved. Why you been going to be saved? Because you were also learning and also doing kindness. And me, I was just learning, so I won't be saved. And he been executed and he spent heaven because he was making kindness. He was going to Am Yisrael, knocking on doors. He's creating the vessel to real Torah, to the Torah of truth. Why someone that when a person just learns and he's when he's just sitting and learning, he's like a man that doesn't have God, it's written in the Gemara. He learns Torah but he doesn't have God. Why? Because he cannot see wonders. You need to force the person, you need to force him to tell him, take that book, sign that donation, buy that book, you can have salvation. You have to tell him, you need to believe yourself what it means charity, what it means to go out to Am Yisrael. Like the Harab was saying to us, the one that goes to distribute is a lot higher than someone that sits and learns only Torah. The one that are baked in the heart of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the one that baked, they are the ones that read between the lines. They achieve the real wisdom of Rabbeinu, the Torah by heart of Rabbeinu. Who is receiving that to be baked in the heart of the Rebbe? And the Rebbe is baked in his heart, the one that cares about the place that he's learning it. The place that he's learning it is not just coming to learn a little bit and to go away. You don't care about it if you cannot achieve the inside of the Torah. The spirit of Torah, the spirit of life, it's only with Mesirut Nefesh to go, knock on doors from city to city, in the sun, in the fourth freezing, with spiritual force, power. Rav Shalom, he's a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have no weaknesses from no one. The holy chariot is walking in front of him. Angels of fire are walking in front of you. Lions of fires are walking surrounding you. In Tel Aviv, not more, not less. I told it to Arab in the street Moshe Dayan, in the middle of Tel Aviv. I came over there. I talked to people. Suddenly people started to scream. Why are you not coming to our houses? Why are you not coming to our houses? What we done to you that you're not coming? Until that the last people, the last men over there in that neighborhood went into the yeshiva, we haven't left them. We were coming daily to that place until we took all of them into the yeshiva to see them learn in the yeshiva. Rav Berland told us, When a man of a righteous man, the student is coming to a house, the righteous man is planting a soul through you. Until now he was like an animal with no soul. When you're going to that house, you're walking from one door to another door, you're planting souls in those bodies, in those corpses, in those animals. The righteous man is planting souls in Am Yisrael through you. He's planting those souls in that one, in that one, all through you. You just went. You don't know what's going on. You light the light of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu going to work with him from now on 24 hours a day. You just went for 1 minute. Rabbeinu going to be with him from now on for 24 hours a day. Abraham Avinu, when they were bringing Gerim, they achieved the level of first Adam, and Sarai men achieved the level of Chavai men, and then they had the ability to bring the soul of Yitzchak. Before of that, they couldn't. Only after that, they enlarged themselves so thousands of times until they achieved to be become like Abraham, like Adam and Chava, then they could bring Yitzchak. So what they were doing, bringing, converting more people, this is how they enlarge. You love Hashem so much that you're ready to receive all of the insulting. I'm ready to accept. I love Hashem so much that I'm ready to accept all of the suffering, all of the insulting from those people that we need to bring them closer. This is life. Go to Am Yisrael, bring another soul, get stronger, Mr. You're coming to yeshiva. What's your connection to yeshiva? You learned a little bit. You can learn that page anywhere. What you took? Take the soul of the righteous man, the inner side. You need to give yourself. Invest in the place. Do for the place. Give your soul to the place. Suddenly you're going to realize that there is another Rav Shalom. And you never saw Rav Shalom. You don't know who is the Rav Berland. If you're going to give your soul, you're going to understand who is the Rav Shalom. You're going to understand who is the Rav Berland. All going to open to the man. And a man has to know. If you have a will to learn, you have to have a will to distribution. The same effort that you have and the will that you have to learn Rashi and Tosfos, you need to have the same will on distribution. Like a Rav Sota, you have to go with the wall of the Rashi. What it means in those places are very contaminated. If there is television, the internet, you need to go with the righteous man of the generation. You have to guard your eyes. You have to guard your eyes. 20 years that I was doing distribution, 24 years I wasn't opening my eyes, and I never opened my eyes in that time. Maybe 3 or 4 times people were rebuking me, but all of the rest of the time I was with guard's eyes. Only people were begging me to bless them, to bless them. If you're not dropping the Torah, guarding your eyes, you're not going to Chulin places. You're going to Kodesh HaKodesh. You're not going out, you're going in. You are surrounded with the wall and the wisdom of the righteous. 3-4 hours learning Gemara in the morning. You have time. 1 hour in Bodedut. Rabbi told us to try to do the Bodedut before Rav HaFasham. And you're bringing, pulling the soul of the one that you're going to go and distribute the Bodedut. When you're going to come to them, they will not going to argue. They see on you the source of their soul. They have a desire for you. They want you. They love you. They want you. It's not in your power. It's not with your power. It's with joy. Thank you.
Not only to come to receive, to go, and to receive people, to sign the issue. Even though this is the issue, the issue is to help other people.
Today, we're going to make Hachnasa Sefer Torah here in the Yeshiva from 5 to 6. We're going to write the last letters of the Sefer Torah, and after it's going to be Hachnasa Sefer
Torah.
Where is it going to be? What's the address? Shivtei Israel. It's going to go out from Shivtei Israel 48. Only happiness to all of our Israel. Everyone that can donate, please come and donate.